Reform Voices of Torah, Union for Reform Judaism, Shabbat Shira, January 31st, 2015, 11 Shvat, 5775, Parashat Bishalach, Exodus 13:17 through 17:16, Haftarah, Judges 4:4 through 5:31, Devar Torah, Miriam's Song, by Ellen Weinberg Dreyfus. This Shabbat is known as Shabbat Shira, Sabbath of Song, because on it we read or chant the epic poem Shirat Hayam, the Song at the Sea, contained in the Torah portion, Bishalach. The musical, poetic nature of the Sabbath is compounded with the Haftarah portion, including Shirat Devorah, the Song of Deborah, with the selected passage from the Book of Judges. One can imagine the ancient storytellers or troubadours entertaining their audiences with these song poems, retelling the tales of heroism and victory with complex language, rhythm, and repetition. After a few hearings, the people would join in on the verses they remembered. In Exodus 15:11, we read, Mi chamocha ba'elim Adonai, who is like you, Eternal One among the Celestials? And we read in Judges 5:12, Uri Uri Devorah, Uri Uri Devri Shir. Rouse yourself, Deborah, rouse yourself and sing a song. Someone would pick up a drum, another a tambourine, and they would begin to sway and dance and clap to the beat. The story would become their story, and the song their song. Our Torah text tells of the Israelites' miraculous crossing of the Red Sea and the defeat of their Egyptian pursuers. What was their reaction? We read in Exodus 15:1 through 3. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Eternal. They said, I will sing to the Eternal, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and driver he has hurled into the sea. The Eternal is my strength and my might. He is become my deliverance. This is my God, and I will enshrine him, the God of my ancestors, and I will exalt him. The Eternal, the warrior, the Eternal is his name. In case a reader couldn't tell from three forms of the word shir, song, poem, in the first verse alone, yashir, sang, hashira, the song, ashira, I will sing, the text itself is written in poetic stanzas in the Torah. The phrases are spaced to stand out, and the short clusters make the phrases look like waves upon the sea. It is a song of victory that glorifies the defeat and death of the Egyptians. These are not peaceful waves lapping up upon the shore. These are mighty waves that engulf and destroy the enemy. God is presented as Adonai Ish Melchama, literally, Adonai is a man of war. After the song ends, the text continues in Exodus 15:20 through 21. Then Miriam the prophet, Aaron's sister, picked up a hand drum, and all the women went out after her in dance with hand drums. And Miriam chanted for them, Sing to the Eternal, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and driver he has hurled into the sea. That is all that the Torah gives us of Miriam's song. We do not know if the rest was lost, or if the chant continued wordlessly, or if that is all that there was. Miriam's song was missing until our own day. It took a modern Miriam, Debbie Friedman, of blessed memory, to recreate the song with words and melody and rhythm, and to let the women and men of our day dance and celebrate the ancient story. Debbie's words have even found their way into our prayer book, Mishkan Tefillah, on page 646. They express the joy of the women who had just crossed the sea on dry land. My favorite line is the last one. We've just lived through a miracle. We're going to dance tonight. We learn more about Miriam in Ellen Frankel's book, The Five Books of Miriam, A Woman's Commentary on the Torah. She asks why, if Miriam plays such a critical role in the Exodus from Egypt, she remains nameless until this parasha. We read, Miriam answers, My name is an amalgam of two Hebrew words, mar, meaning bitter, and yam, meaning sea. My life was indeed bitter. like the waters we encountered after crossing the Sea of Reeds. As it is written, they could not drink the water of Marah because it was bitter. That is why it was called Marah. I was always overshadowed by my younger brothers. It was they who faced Pharaoh, who invoked the deadly plagues on Egypt, who met with God and inspired the people, and I was consigned to silence. And when at last I rose up with Aaron to demand that my youngest brother share the leadership with us, it was I alone who was stricken with leprosy. My name, like me, arose out of Egypt. My name is derived from the Egyptian word mer, meaning beloved. Indeed, the people loved me, especially on account of the miraculous well which sustained them during their 40 years in the wilderness. Frankel's Modern Midrash provides the details of Miriam's story that are missing from the Torah. Debbie Friedman's Modern Song completes the Torah's song fragment. Both are examples of how women's voices of our day can fill in the blanks left in a Torah written by men. The Torah, a Women's Commentary, gives us a brilliant commentary and beautiful poetry to fill that void, as Rabbi Ruth Son concludes her poem, The Song of Miriam. And the song rises again, out of my mouth come the words lifting the wind, and I hear for the first time the song that has been in my heart, silent, unknown, even to me. Rabbi Ellen Weinberg-Dreyfus is Rabbi Emerita of Bnei Yehuda Beth Shalom in Homewood, Illinois. She is past president of the Central Conference of American Rabbis.